Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
first began in me, I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed. Change
the world,
must
first begin
right now.
Surrender,
so
your world can be changed.
The light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. That's why we say the change I want.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to our second broadcast of FMFC Global Prayer Warriors for this year. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Pastor. Good morning.
That's good. That's good to hear. Praise God. Sister Tangela, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm blessed. I praise God. Good morning to you and Deaconess. And I pray everything is all as well.
Amen. And we pray the same for you again. Thank you. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38, commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. And we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions to be carried out by angels. Amen. And before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimony. You can follow and engage the ministry. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page and follow us. Amen. Again, we want to just thank God for allowing us to see another week in this new year of 2019. And as always, before we go into prayer, we want to start off with praise and worship. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you, Father. Give us energy this morning. Father God, you said where your law is, where two or three, Father, are gathered in your name. Father, there you are in the midst of us. So, Father God, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way during this broadcast. We just thank you, Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you. We give you praise today. We uplift you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Many made plans today, Father, but were not awakened today, Father, in the land of the living. And we thank you, Father, and this is why we wake up and give you praise. We wake up and give you honor. We wake up and magnify your name, Father. We wake up, Father, and just elevate your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah, Father. So all men will be drawn unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We ask you to forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, Father. And Father, whether knowingly and unknowingly, Father, clean us, Father, create in us a right spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you today. We thank you and honor you today, Father. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victories, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are, Father, recipients of a new and better covenant, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are tithing. Father, we stand on our tithing rights, O Heavenly Father, that the windows of heaven, Father, are open, Father, and a blessing is being poured out, Father, that we have room not enough to receive, Father. The enemy, Father, the devourer is rebuked for our sakes, Father, and our vine, Father, will not drop prematurely, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that our day is manifested, Father, with blessings, O Heavenly Father. The manifestations of the blessings, Father, show up all day today, Father, all day and every day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command these things now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke the movement of the enemy in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We will not eat of the fruits of his work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command, Father, that your angels are given charge over us, Father, and Father, that we, Father, meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift our president this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the wicked and foul spirits that are assigned to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we command that their grip, Father, is broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That there are no ungodly yokes about him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, that you would surround him, Father, by anointed, Father, wise men and women of God to give him counsel, Father, and remove those, Father, that will give him ungodly and foolish counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Strip their influence now, Father. We command that their influence be stripped, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray this prayer for all of the world's leaders, O Heavenly Father. Give them an heart and an ear, Father, to hear, Father, the gospel, Father, that they might and their families, Father, and the world and the people surrounding them, Father, that they might receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against demonic and evil spirits of captivity, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. They command those, Father, that have been kidnapped, enslaved, Father, free, Father, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, today we command freedom, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command freedom, Father, to those that are enslaved by sin, O Heavenly Father, those that are physically enslaved, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our children, Father, races and adults, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we want to take this time to pray for the black man, Father, in the name of Jesus, black women, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just decree and declare a blessing right now, Father. The gifts stirred up, Father. The anointing stirred up, Father. That you give, Father, us an ear to hear, Father, your word, O Heavenly Father, that we might receive salvation, Father, and be set free, Father, and made partners, Father, recipients, heirs of the covenant, Father, joint heirs of Christ today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that every mental, every emotional, every heart issue, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command it heal today, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. Father, we uplift the poor, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just pray, O Heavenly Father, we command that every provision be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. As it is written, my God shall supply your every need according to his wealth, Father, and glory by Christ Jesus, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Father, we uplift those, Father, that are dealing with infirmities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command, Father, healing to take hold of their bodies, O Heavenly Father, for their bodies, Father, to come in line and operate the way you intended, Father. Father, those that are needing new organs, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command new organs, O Heavenly Father, and spiritual surgery to take place, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, and these organs replaced, Father, and that they are healed and restored right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lay hands on them in the spirit, Father, and anoint them with spiritual oil. As your word says, if any are sick, let them come to the elders of the church, Father. So, Father, we lay hands on them spiritually. Our children, Father, that are at home in sick beds, that are in hospitals, Father, our seniors, Father, that are in sick bed, that are in hospitals, Father, those not feeling well, church leadership, Father, that are not feeling well, Father, that are not feeling 100% in the name of Jesus, we command your healing now. Get up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get up in the name of Jesus. You are healed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you, Father God, and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father God, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we uplift the nations today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all men, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you have your own way in these earthen vessels, Father. We pray that you have your way over all men, Father, in all nations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name. We uplift, Father, we magnify your holy name. We give you praise today, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and give you praise. We thank you, Father God, and honor you. We thank you, Father God, and uplift your name. We magnify your name today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, Father God. We honor you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against, Father, the wicked and evil spirits, O Heavenly Father, the demonic forces, O Heavenly Father, that are attached to these countries, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command your release now in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and your influence now in the name of Jesus and command you cast out to the dark places that the Father has created for you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that the gospel of the spirit of the gospel, Father, takes over nations today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We command that the gospel be preached like never before, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you have given the people an ear to hear, Father, and hearts to receive, Father, and minds that will understand, Father. Father, we pray for revelation today, Father. Revelation, Father, when we hear the word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we pray for breakthrough, Father. Breakthrough, 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 Father, on every front, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Relational-wise, O Heavenly Father. Knowledge-wise, revelation-wise, Father. Finance-wise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us the capacity, Father, to receive more from you, O Heavenly Father. Father, hallelujah, Father. Continue to make us honorable, O Heavenly Father. Continue to develop us, Father, and enlarge our coast, Father, and keep evil away from us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our children, the children of this block, the children of this neighborhood, the children of this city, Father, the children of this nation, of this state, this nation, Father, and worldwide, O Heavenly Father, that you will give your angels charge over them, Father, that they would meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, that they are kept safe, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you have stirred up the anointings in them, Father, and that you are guiding their path. Father, that you are infiltrating their circles of influence, Father, that they are surrounded by anointed and wise men and women of God, Father, to just reach and teach them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, sit them in front of caring and loving anointed teachers, Father. Anoint their parents to raise them, Father, as you would have them raised. Father, your will be done in their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our seniors, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they are well taken care of, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would touch their hearts, O Heavenly Father, that they would, Father, hear the gospel, Father, and receive salvation, Father, in the last years of their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they would speak wisdom and prophecy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we praise your holy name. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we want to pray for those, Father, that have served in militaries around the world, O Heavenly Father, those that are dealing with PTSD and all types of afflictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we command their healing now, their restoration now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Father. Let their circles of influence be infiltrated by anointed men and women of God, Father, that will speak, teach, and preach the gospel, Father. Those that will love on them, Father, and support them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your will be done in their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and those that are on the line, Father, those that are praying on the line, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, you know, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're commanding, Father, blessings fall into their lives, oh Heavenly Father, that the trajectory of their lives, Father, are changed, oh Heavenly Father. Father, that your will be done in their lives, Father, and is manifest now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that 2019 will be the best years of their lives, Father, spiritually, growth-wise, and naturally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to uplift the body of Christ, the leadership, Father God, our direct leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what our leaders stand in need of. So, Father God, we command that those needs are met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, stir up, Father, the word in them, Father. Give them revelation, Father. Hallelujah. And which way we should be led and which way we should all go, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your will be done in these earthen vessels, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, as always, Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our beings, Father, are being and may be enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, your people, your children, the saints, Father, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. And Father, you seated us with him, Father, in this place of power and authority, Father, this heavenly place, Father, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred or mentioned, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. Praise God. And hello, Deaconess?
Yes, Pastor.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, can you go ahead and lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Father God, we do continue to praise you and thank you and magnify you. You are good. You are awesome. You are powerful. You've led us into this second week in the first month of this year, God. We thank you for 2019. We thank you, God, for the doors that are open. We thank you for the prayers that have been prayed thus far. We thank you for the promises that have been made. We thank you because they are yes and amen. God, we thank you for all those that are listening and will listen. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have been crying out to you and seeking your face for this upcoming year. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are not sure how to even keep moving. God, we thank you for all of it because you are the God that sees and causes us to see. We thank you. We thank you. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are righteous. You are holy. You're excellent. You're wonderful, God. You are wonderful, God. You are wonderful, God. You are wonderful, God. We thank you for this time of intercession. We thank you for everything that was legislated in the spirit on behalf of your people. Thank you, Lord God. And God, we ask even right now that you will search our hearts, God. Continue to search us, God. And if they Thank you, Lord. If there is anything in us that is not like you, Lord God, we ask that you reveal it and unearth it. We repent for anything that's not like you, anything that didn't line up with you, any word that did not come forth in faith. Any time we believed our emotions instead of your word, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because, God, you are good to us. We will not stop saying how good you are. We will not stop professing out of our own mouths how awesome and excellent you are. God, you are wonderful. And we believe you. We believe you for the increase that is coming. We believe you for the open doors. We believe you for the right alignment. We believe you for provision. We believe you for protection. Oh, God, we believe you in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you for health and healing. We believe you for mental fortitude. We believe you for revelation, knowledge, and understanding. We believe you for wisdom, God. We believe you, God. Thank you. We believe you, Father God, for the promises. We believe you, Lord God, that those that were recognized, we have been praying, interceding, and lifting up. We believe you that, Lord God, the things that we have been praying will come to pass. Because you are a God who hears and answers. Hallelujah. You hear and answer prayer. God, we thank you. Ramanande Korabase. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Those that you said would return. We believe that they're returning this year. Those they kananamande korabade romadiyasaya. Those that left you, that we have been praying, seeking you for, fasting for, believing for, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we koranadiyasata. We come in agreement with your word. We know rekandiyosaya. They koranadiyosande rekandiyosabasi that they will return, God, in the mighty name korab. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that we have been praying for, believing that revival would break out in the areas of our cities, God, we believe that this year it shall come to pass. As you said in your word, in the cities of the mountain, in the cities of the lowlands, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, the flock shall again pass under the hands of them who count them, the Lord says the Lord. We believe that the flock shall return. We believe that your people shall return. Those that left, those that were disenfranchised, those that were hurt, those that left your body, they're going to return. The family members we have been praying for that were not safe, we believe you, God, that this is the season that they are going to be saved. They shall come into the sheepfold. We believe you, God. We thank you on today for the reminder. You said in the cities, hallelujah, your word said specifically in the cities of the south, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, those places on the west side, them families on the west side, them families in the low end, Father God, you're bringing them back. Yosata, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree that your word does not come back void. Those prayers have been going up for Inglewood. Those families on the west side are being restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that left the church are coming back. We declare and decree it in the name of Jesus, because your word said it, that they shall pass under and be counted in, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those family members that we have been travailing for, we declare and decree they are coming in, because you said it. We believe you. Revival, you said it. And we believe you. God, we believe you. We thank you because you've been giving us building strategies, building plans, patterns on how to pray, what to say when we're praying, how what kind of fast to go on, how to intercede, because God, you are a God who hears and answers prayer, and your promises are yes and amen, and we thank you on today. We say, we believe you, God. Let your will be done, God. There are many. You said they will not leave this earth before they come back. Into the sheepfold. So, God, we believe you. Hallelujah. We believe you for those that for those that were discouraged, God, we pray right now that you would stir up their faith again, that God, they're coming back. The promises that you said that child shall come back, that child is coming back. In the mighty name of Jesus, that spouse that went to the left, we declare and decree he's coming back. She's coming back in the mighty name of Jesus. That parent, that child that got saved, have been praying for. That parent's coming in. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you said it. Because you said it, and because we came in agreement with it, it shall come to pass. And we believe you that this year is the year of that manifestation, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you now. We thank you right now because they're coming back. Thank you. We pray, God, that you give us strategies for when they come back. Give us your wisdom on how to have them be stabilized and established. We pray that the church houses, the Bible says, will be in place. The discipleship plans will be set up. The curriculums will be already established in the mighty name of Jesus, because they're coming back. The prayer partners will be in place. The shepherds, because they're coming back in the mighty Messiah. We believe you. We believe you, God. We believe your word. We thank you for every shepherd that has been crying out for a sheep. We thank you, Lord, because you hear and answer prayer, and you said they're coming back in the cities.
They're, hallelujah, they're coming back as evangelism teams are going out in the streets, praying on the weekends, passing out waters, laying hands, they're coming back. We thank you for strategic evangelism, God. Continue to drop and down low patterns, strategies, where to go, what to say, and how to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether it be teams, whether it be individuals, God, we thank you for the ones that have been sent to our loved ones, that have been assigned on the bus stop, that have been assigned at the grocery store to say exactly what needs to be said, to tip them prayer bowls over. We thank you for the prayer bowls that have been filled for our loved ones, filled for those that have left the church, filled, Father God, prayers and intercession, colors tipping over. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you that the prayer bowls in heaven for these that must return have been tipping over. Thank you. God, we thank you. God, de romanande korabasi. We won't stop believing you, God. We know they're coming back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're doing. We thank you for what you're, how you are strengthening those. Even on this line, continue to strengthen all of us, God. As we pray it in the sea. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we stand in agreement with all those prayers and decrees that have been spoken and released. In the name of Jesus, we command the angels to bring them into manifestation. Sister Tangela, we turn it over to you, please. Would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, Pastor, thank you very much. Heavenly Father, I bless your holy name this morning on this day. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your counsel. I thank you for my Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank you for Holy Spirit. I thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. I thank you for your grace, oh God. I thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being you, for making a way out of nowhere, providing a way out, Lord God, a way of escape. I thank you, Lord God, you have thought of everything for your children. You dress us, you protect us, you adorn us, oh God. I thank you for intimate relationship with you, oh God. I thank you for new wine skins, oh God. I thank you for new wine, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. I thank you for new relationship. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for newness. I thank you for the newness, Lord God, that I sense in the air. I thank you, Heavenly Father. You are warm, you are welcoming, you are loving, and you are kind. I thank you, Lord God, that we'd have to worry not about what we're going to eat on tomorrow, because you take care of us just as you take care of the lilies in the field, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are opening doors, Lord God. I thank you that have been sealed. I thank you, Lord God, that you are making crooked paths straight, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for building relationships, oh God, because you are relational. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you will not have your children walking around like paupers, oh God, but you have given us the ability to gain success and wealth, Heavenly Father. I thank you for wisdom, Lord God. As we seek wisdom, we will find knowledge and wisdom in one hand and riches in the other, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for knowledge, Lord God. I thank you for understanding. As we seek out wisdom, we find knowledge and understanding. And along with understanding, we find discernment and prudence, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. You have taught us and shown us the way, Lord God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you for family, Lord God. I thank you for friends. I thank you for your provision, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we have influence over those that we know not we have influence over, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that when they see us, Lord God, that they see you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking care of our sin and working on our righteousness now, Lord God, that we can stand right before you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for your word that is new. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is not a lie and it shall not come back unto you. I thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word, Heavenly Father, and we shall not be moved, Lord God. I thank you that your word is our foundation, Heavenly Father. We see it in our children. We see it in our friends. We see it in our loved ones, Lord God. No matter what the enemy try to bring, Heavenly Father, we see you, Lord, and we just thank you. We thank you for making us a light, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for putting our hands to you, Lord God, for using us as your willing vessels, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for speaking through us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. This is a time and a season of thanks, and we just give you thanks. We thank you for your vastness, oh God. We thank you for your omniscience, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, and we just lift your name on high. We glorify you, we magnify you, and we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You are such a gentle, kind spirit. Oh, we thank you for your gentleness and your kindness. We thank you for your perfume that wakes us up every morning. We thank you for giving us wings that we can fly into the uttermost parts of the sea and get rest. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for training us up and comforting us when we fall down and get a bump or a bruise. We thank you that you're right there comforting us. We thank you that you are teaching us and training us up in the way that we ought to go, because you are telling us and speaking to us the words that the Lord has given unto you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you for Holy Spirit's gentleness and kindness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are a friend that stick it closer than a brother, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for setting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. And I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, kind Spirit. Thank you for leading us into the holies of holies. Thank you for leading us to the gate, which is Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for showing us and revealing to us who the Father is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the path. For laying, showing us the path of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you for revealing the Father to us. Thank you for leading us to the Father. Thank you for coming for our souls, oh Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father, as we enter into your holies of holies. Seeking your glory, we ask, Lord God, that you give us instruction. Give us instruction for the day, but not only for the day, Lord God. Give us instruction for the week. Strengthen our bones, strengthen our bodies, strengthen our spirit, strengthen our minds, strengthen our hearts. When you give us instruction for the week, Lord God, give us instruction for the month. For it takes 30 days, Lord God, to complete 1 month. And Father God, as you've given us instruction for that month and strategies and plans according to your will and purpose and plan, I ask that you give us strategies for the year, Lord God. Lead us and guide us. Speak to our hearts, Lord God. Let us hear your sweet, gentle voice, Lord God. Guide us in the path of righteousness all the day long. Let us represent who you are, your glory, your magnificence, as your children, your priests and princesses, oh God. Hallelujah, because there is none higher than you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making us joint heirs.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come humbly to your throne and seeking your face as little children, Lord God. Thank you that you have not shut the way unto us, but you have opened it up to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come and sit on your lap and tell you all our grievances of the day. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for binding up our wounds, Heavenly Father, and giving us strength to walk on, Lord God. We fall down, but we get up only by your strength, because your strength is our love, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you for your strength. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that as we walk in this year, that we understand that the body needs one another, that there is no one eye, that there is no one mouth, that there is no one hand, but there are all different joints fitly and joined together to serve your purpose, Lord God, to create and become the body of Christ, that we are all one in you, Lord God, that one cannot go this way without the other. We are to follow the head, Lord God, which is Christ Jesus, the chief cornerstone, the chief and commander. And we just thank you and we give you praise and we humble ourselves and we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We know that some are called by the Holy Spirit, some are called by Jesus, and some are called by you, Heavenly Father. But we also know that there are those that are called by man. And Heavenly Father, I pray mercy on those that are called by man that do not walk according to your word and according to your light and according to your purpose, surrendering their spirit unto you, Lord God. I pray for mercy on their souls, Lord God. And I pray, Heavenly Father, also, Lord God, for those that are called according to your will, purpose, and plan, that you continue to ordain their footsteps, that you continue to draw them out of many waters, that you continue, Lord God, to keep your hand stretched out and guiding them, that they keep their eyes focused on you, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we will not look to the left or to the right where the storm rises, Lord God, but we will stretch forth our hands and command the storm to peace, be still, as Jesus gave us authority to do. And we will keep our eyes focused on Jesus as we walk through the shadow, the valleys of shadows of death, as we walk through the storms, as we center ourselves in you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the middle of the storm is where we'll find peace. And we just thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for those that you have brought into our paths, Lord God, that reach out a helping hand, being willing vessels of your grace, that you bless their household, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will meet every need. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to provide and bring peace to the brokenhearted, Lord God. Hallelujah. Heal them not, Lord God. that they might walk and run on in your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your prosperity overflow, Lord God, for your children, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory in the highest, Lord God. Thank you for a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs and shoes on our feet and food on the table, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, I just thank you. I thank you that you are a relational God. Hallelujah, that you loved us so much that you even adopted us. Hallelujah, by the blood. You gave us life, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. And we shall find that in our own lives, Heavenly Father, because we are representatives of you, Lord God. Just as our children represent us, we represent you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just as we give our children the power and authority you have given unto us, power and authority and anointing, oh God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your oil fall down upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your love rain down upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your spirit fill our bellies to overflowing, oh God, and our hearts overflow with love, oh God, where our cup runneth over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Plant us as trees by living water, Lord God. Let us mount up with wings as eagles, oh God. Hallelujah, and continue to run our race with perseverance and tenacity, oh God. Let us not look back, but move and run forth. Hallelujah, towards the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For yesterday is gone, and our yesterday does not equal our future. Our past does not equal our future, Lord God. Old things are passed away, and all, behold, all things have become new. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills from which comes our help, because we know our help comes from you, God. And you will not allow our foot to be moved, oh God. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that you are yes and amen, yes and amen, yes and amen. Hallelujah, that you will give unto your children everything that they ask for, as long as it lines up in accordance to your will and your word. Hallelujah, as long as it does not go against your word, Lord God. You said, if we ask, we shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open unto us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are broadening our borders, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the lifter of our heads, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our strength. I thank you, Lord God, that you are the light upon our paths. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you will not let not one of your sheep fall or lose life. That you will leave the 99 and go off to that one, oh God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, Father God, I ask as we go about this day, hallelujah, that you will use us to send divine purposes, that we will bless your people, that we will be a willing vessel, that we will not turn away, not one, no, not one, even as you have not, Lord God. Let our hands be open, not only to receive, but to give, Lord God. And also our hearts, Heavenly Father, let our hearts be open, not only to receive, but to give, Lord God. Because you said, out of our hearts, the mouth speaketh, O God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us show love to each and every person, O God, because we are a reflection of you, Heavenly Father. O God, put in our mouths the words that you would have us to speak today, Lord God. And that not just for us that's on the line, but that it's also for those that are in the body of Christ, those that who are going and saying that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would all walk upright in accordance to your word, in according to your righteousness, outstanding in all our ways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Not only let us receive blessings, but let us be a blessing, oh God. Hallelujah. That we might glorify you in all things, in all our actions, in all our words, in all our deeds. Hallelujah. Because, Lord God, it is you. It is you, Lord God, that we represent. And you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all man unto you, Lord God. We are just willing vessels, Heavenly Father. We are not deserving of any kind of kindness, but you saw fit to send your only begotten Son because you loved each and every one of us. And hallelujah, hallelujah, you sent forth your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I pray that we listen to Holy Spirit and let Holy Spirit guide us because you said you will guide, you will draw forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you prosper. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blessings and favor. Hallelujah. Blessings and favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessings. Blessings and favor. Hallelujah. Come forth in the name of Jesus according to the word of God. Blessings and favor. Blessings and favor. Blessings and favor. Blessings and favor. I thank you, Lord God, for your blessings and favor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being with us this morning, Lord God. Thank you for meeting us at right where we are, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. Ayora sintia brokam te chumira setrabokum tudala. Breko sinti chur sintera brokam teriara brokum teriara. Ayora sintera kam brokotu enchimbira kantera. Rasitera yara na hambrokotia shuntiyara. Hambrokotu chimbe kambrokotia hambrosiencha. Olio kambrokotu. Tinder or Ali Arkan Dabalora, Leoproco, Ambika Sintin Tumproco, Niara Sinterada, Ali Raxit Procosha, Tumperana, Yapoco Rasita, Neprocotti, Uchinera Sita, Comprocina, Ali Rasita Riapo, Tuna, Yoka, Siprocati, Chimperitaria, Ali Rasia, Diaprocosha, China. Yes, in Pedagoga, Shinjava. Are you on the humping? I said, God. Yes, in Pontinia. Bucoria, we see the Liara and the humping. Shinja. Kill Liara. Humble on the Shinjava. Humble myself before the throne. Oh, Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am a sinner saved by grace. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I give you the highest praise, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. man and thy man. Pastor Mel, I give it back to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those prayers and declarations. Father God, we just want to uplift those, Father, that work for the government, Father God, that aren't receiving income, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, but you said, Father, that our provisions don't come from our paychecks. Our provisions come from you, Father, as it is written that you, our God, shall supply all our needs according to your wealth and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just command, Father, provisions, Father, for those, oh Heavenly Father, that aren't receiving paychecks, Father, all those, Father, where their money is short and ends don't meet, Father, those that are in business for themselves, Father, and don't have, and the business is, just isn't there right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, every need met, every desire met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We command angels, Father, to go forth and bring forth the manifestations, Father, of this scripture, of this law, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we just want to hear the testimonies, Father, roll in, oh, Heavenly Father, Father, through word of mouth, Father, direct communication, Father, through social media, through the news, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, so that, Father, we may just continue, Father, to give you more and more glory, Father, that the world will see your glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just are praying and commanding bona fide miracles, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We decree all these things to be so in Jesus' mighty name. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Here you can, again, follow the ministry. You can post your prayer requests. You can post your testimonies. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. You can ask questions in regards to your life and how scripture may apply. Amen. So please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Amen. And before we go, as always, we always ask, is there a word from the Lord? Okay, well, if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to conclude our broadcast for this week. We just thank you again for joining in, those that are listening, those that will listen later on. And we just want you to know that we love you, that we are praying for you. And please remember that you are favored of God, and because you are favored, laws change, rules change, situations change, outlooks change, positions change, all in your favor because God favors you. His favor goes out before you and then surrounds you as with a shield. So until next week, same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, again, we love you. We will be praying for you, and we will see you then. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Yeah.
Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
everybody.
church say? Let the church say, let the church say.